There are a range of approvals that any industry or activity, industrial activity, needs to take before starting off operations. And in the recent last 2 or 3 months, there have been a series of changes in the way both the processing of these applications will take place by the Ministry of Environment and Forest, as well as there have been changes in the kind of jurisdiction the MOEF will have, how much powers are being delegated to the state governments, etc. For example, one of the most controversial changes that has come through is on the 28th of July, where on the insistence of the Ministry of Coal, it has been decided that in case there is a one-time capacity increase of proposals of coal mines up to about 16 MTPA capacity, the Export Appraisal Committee can actually, after of course applying due diligence, can go ahead and say that public hearings, which are a very important part of the environment clearance process, they can be done away with respect to these projects. Other kinds of changes have included much more delegation of powers to, so the Environment Impact Assessment Notification has Category A and Category B projects. Category A projects are ones which the Ministry of Environment and Forest considers and appraises. Category B projects are appraised by the State Impact Assessment Authority. So there have been four or five of these changes, which means that many projects are now going to be administered and appraised at the state level. For instance, all Category B projects, which were around 10 kilometers of national park sanctuaries, critically polluted areas, interstate boundaries, were to be considered as Category A projects. But that 10 kilometer radius actually has been reduced to 5 kilometer radius. Similarly, there have been other changes. One interesting change that has come in is basically also about the inclusion of drinking water supply projects. The Environment Impact Assessment Notification basically spoke about irrigation projects, but now the drinking water supply projects have also been included in the new spate of changes. The last point I spoke about is actually in the form of draft notification, which is for which comments have been invited. All other previous changes are final, and they have been notified, and they dispense the clause of public consultation for those changes in public interest. Other than that, there's a whole new set of online submission of applications that has come through and has been put in place by the Ministry of Environment and Forest for both the environment clearance applications as well as the forest clearance, forest diversion related applications, which are under the Forest Conservation Act. This new system is yet to be tested. It is debated whether actual verification can really take place through this online system. It is supposed to bring in efficiency in the system, but looking at the documents, it doesn't seem like the efficiency is mostly at the level of the bureaucracy and the project authorities. The real core issues on the ground, where impacts really are felt, are not part of this efficient system. So, if an overall of these improvements was really needed, it needed to be also taking into account these the issues of what really plays out when approvals are granted, and which is where most of the conflicts around clearances really are located today. So these are basically broadly the series of changes that have been proposed. The other proposals are already through. The other controversy on which very little information is available is the amendment of the legislation which has set up the National Green Tribunal, and the National Green Tribunal has been hearing a lot of cases related to environmental matters, both where substantial issues of environment are concerned as well as where challenges to specific approvals or orders passed under Air Act, Water Act, environment clearances, forest diversions have been challenged by both project authorities as well as aggrieved people, people on which these projects would have an impact. There has been a range of issues and controversies that have which have been between the Ministry of Environment and Forest and the National Green Tribunal where the Ministry of Environment Forest has been summoned to the International Game Tribunal a few times, and accountability has been demanded. It has also increased the load of the Ministry of Environment Forest to responding to some of these issues that have been taken to the Green Tribunal. Primarily, what is available in public domain are news reports which indicate that the powers of the Green Tribunal are likely to be clipped from it becoming an administrative tribunal from a judicial tribunal. What really this means, we don't know because no documents are available publicly, and how much of those powers are sought to be changed. It's only in the next few months that this issue is likely to emerge much more clearly, and I'm sure it's going to be debated publicly as well as in the parliament itself. It was anticipated that the new government would be bringing in a lot of changes to the earlier laws, but one didn't know that these changes would roll in so soon. The real impact of each one of these actually is yet to be seen. While some of them seem interesting, that you can't question the fact that more powers are being delegated to state governments, people are wondering whether that would mean quicker clearances or less scrutiny. But so fundamentally, the range of these approvals are a mixed bag. Some new changes have some positive inclusions in the EI notification, some delegation of powers to state governments, and in some instances, the fear of public participation actually being reduced in the case of coal mining projects. So it's a mixed bag of changes that has come about, but it's how it really plays out on the ground is really to be seen. But definitely, the way it has proceeded, the bringing in speedier, faster, more efficient systems is not necessarily addressing the root causes or the root problems with each of these clearance processes.